Hello, you're listening to Dunkin's Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. I think that fan is on or something. There's some whirring in the background, but that's okay. We can deal with that. We got a bunch of stuff. The theme today will be duos. We're going to play all music that's been performed by duos. Some local stuff, some Canadian stuff, some international stuff. If you have any requests for music by duos, give us a shout at 604-822-2487, is it?
Yeah.
UBC CITR is the number. I think it's 2487. They've pulled down this sign with the number on it, and I can't figure it out right now. There's a lot of good music put out by duos, especially in this kind of category. But the White Stripes have their new album coming out. It's called Icky Thump, and we're going to hear the lead single, the eponymous track from that album, Icky Thump. So let's just get started with White Stripes.
Oh, what a chump, man, my head got a bump when I hit it on the radio.
the sound from miles away. It thumped in my ear like a drum. I was picked out of everyone, so I listened on. Took me out of a passion I'd imagined and sent me out on a search. If it hadn't rained so hard that night, I could have made it to your house by now. But sometimes when you're walking alone, you feel your mind start to lose control. That night felt like a vicious joke, would have killed me all the way home. So fast, but none of us could catch up to you. Day shone a little less light, so you rebuilt the moves. Taught me how to follow my shadow, could have sunk me like a stone. But the stars shine brighter in the sky than the dust from the dirt. Sometimes when you're walking alone, you feel your mind start to lose control. That night felt like a vicious joke, would have killed me all the way
home. Hey, welcome back. What microphone are you? Ooh. Little preview of what you're going to hear later on. Dope. The song ended really quickly. We weren't ready. That was The White Stripes from their forthcoming album, Icky Thump. That was Icky Thump. After that, we heard The Handsome Furs. That's one of the guys from Wolf Parade, his kind of side project. Originally from Victoria, now out of Montreal, I guess. And, Handsome Furs, they have a new album out called Plague Park. That was what we had. Nice song. You know? Pretty good. Did you like it, Melanie?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Okay, let me get your mic on.
You're not on?
I don't think it was, but, yeah, that's all right. And after that, we heard Lightning Dust, who are Amber and Josh from Black Mountain. Their song, Listened On, they have a new album, a self-titled album, coming out on Jag Jaguar later in the summer. Oh, there we go. Say something just so we can test out here.
All right,
that's good.
Doug and I both went to Sasquatch this weekend.
Yeah, how was your Sasquatch experience?
I loved it. It was great. It was everything I had hoped for.
Yeah, I thought it was a lot of fun. Like, I don't know, sometimes big shows can be a little overwhelming, but
it's true.
I thought the crowd was really cool.
Yeah.
And it was such a beautiful venue, and it was just really a really nice afternoon. And the beer wasn't too overpriced.
It wasn't. It was $10 a can.
but those were 24-ounce cans.
It's true.
So it was essentially, like, two beers for $10, which, you know, is steep, but I was expecting to, you know, have to sell a kidney or something like that.
It was like $4 for a bottle of water.
See, I bought a case of...
we did that, too.
On the way there,
$4 for a case.
Exactly.
At the grocery store.
Yeah. And then I packed 5 sandwiches for the day.
Yeah.
Which all ended
up... That's so smart.
Ended up as balls of sandwich by the end, because they were all squished and stuff. But the next day, then I went for the greasiest breakfast I've ever had in my life.
We did that, too.
Oh, yeah? I had a country Benedict, which is an eggs Benedict, but with sausage patty instead of ham. And instead of hollandaise sauce, it was country gravy.
Did you notice everything in the States was deep fried?
Not everything.
Pretty much everything.
A lot of stuff, yeah.
A lot of stuff. We went to a restaurant and the ravioli was deep fried.
Brilliant!
That's disgusting.
And what a civilization.
It said traditional Italian ravioli.
Deep fried.
That's what they called it.
In the American style. What was your highlight of the festival?
I would say the After Hours Polyphonic Spree Show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It so that went through. Amazing. Or that happened. Yeah.
Well, their full set on the main stage got shut down because of the wind, but they played an After Hours set, like, after the whole festival was over at, like, this tiny stage.
Cool.
So it was amazing. That
and they
was
all fit on this tiny stage?
It was pretty tight, but even the go-go dancers were on there.
very nice. So I only stayed for the first day, but the Beastie Boys instrumental set I thought was really good. And the Blow was really good. Arcade Fire, amazing as well. Also, I know you didn't catch Viva Voce, but they did pretty well. I thought they were nice.
Yeah. Yep.
And they fit in with the theme of the day, which is duos. So we're going to hear a song off of their last album, Get Your Blood Sucked Out. This is Believer, by far the best song on this album. Have you heard this album at all?
I have heard it, yeah.
Yeah, I think the first song is great. The rest of it is pretty good, but it's the first one that really gets me going. All right, let's give that a listen.
Are you radioactive? From June 11th to 16th this year, hundreds of radio files will descend on Vancouver for the 2007 National Campus and Community Radio Conference, presented by Vancouver's very own CITR Radio. Featuring over 50 workshops covering everything from podcasting and turntablism to documentary production, and taught by CBC personalities and nationally known campus and community radio producers, this conference has something for everyone. Plus, every night, delegates are treated to our concert series, including bands like the No Luck Club, The Evaporators, The Choir Practice, The Beelines, and many more. Check out www.citr.ca/conference for more info. See you in June.
pulp from time to time. The devil has his way with me, and I don't mind you. So we really can't complain, 'cause we're doing things in our own way. And all the ritualistic ways, they help us tolerate this place.
Welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Oh, man. That stupid CD player. Anyways, yes, blame the CD player, Duncan. Yeah, a poor workman blames his tools, a wise woman once told me. Yeah, so Duncan's Donuts, CITR 101.9 FM. Concert listings, that's what we do at 12:30 around here. Coming up next Wednesday, CSS is playing with Bundarola canceled. That's right. CSS is playing at Richards that same night. Frog Eyes is at the Media Club, and Matt and Kim are at Pat's Pub. That is going to be a crazy night. Choose wisely, fellow listeners, fellow music fans. I don't know. The next day, Music Waste starts up Thursday to Sunday. Musicwaste.ca. There's too many shows going on to actually go into it right now, but musicwaste.ca is where you should check out the schedule. And yeah, there's a ton of shows. It's going to be fantastic. What do you call those? Wristbands are only $15, and you can get like four nights of shows. It'll be crazy. So pick those up as soon as you can. Girl Talk is on a week this Saturday, the 9th. I believe it's sold out, though, so unless you have your ticket already, you might be out of luck. Later on in the month, Architecture in Helsinki is with Yacht at Richards. The Pipettes are at the Plaza Club on the 15th. Gwen Stefani is also in town that night. Yeah. Julie Dwaran and Calvin Johnson are playing at Video Inn on June 21st. Glass Candy with Twin Crystals at the Columbia on June 22nd. That should be an amazing show. And the White Stripes, who we heard earlier on, are at Deer Lake Park on June 24th. Also, to bear in mind, a week this weekend, CITR's hosting a national campus radio conference. And as such, we're putting on a whole bunch of shows. So Monday night, there's an Exclaim party. Exclaim is the national chart service for campus radio. I don't know the details on that, but it should be fun regardless. The next night, Tuesday at Shine, is a hip-hop night featuring No Luck Club and a bunch of DJs from CITR, including Jules, Enrico, and Brendan, who are on These Are the Breaks later on today. The next night, Wednesday at the Railway, is Green Aunt Ida and Stinkmit. On Thursday is a World Beat night at the Anza Club. On Friday is our big night at the Ukrainian Hall in Strathcona with, it's going to be The Evaporators, The Choir Practice, and Chris Horrific. That'll be an amazing show. Definitely check that out. And another show at the Railway Club on Saturday, the 16th. Lots of great stuff to go see that week, and I hope you guys make it out. Up next, we're going to hear a bit of a French duo set. There's lots of great French electronic duos. You've got your Air, you've got your Daft Punk, and you've got your Justice. They all do very different things, but we're going to hear a few songs by them. So let's start off with Air from their new album, Pocket Symphony.
But the morning Yeah.
Welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Dunkin's Donuts, with you for another 15 minutes. What we just heard was Adults, Breaking from the French Set. That was Adults. They're from Detroit. They have a new album out called Why Bother? And that was Good Deeds. Before that, we heard Justice from their forthcoming album, Cross, whatever that character is. It's just a cross. That's what it looks like. That was the song Phantom. Before that, we heard Daft Punk, and then some Air featuring Jarvis Cocker before that. And I should have mentioned, before I did all the listings and stuff, we heard Viva Voce, which is what Melanie and I were talking about before. Then we heard The Fiery Furnaces, which is kind of the psychedelic track from their album Bitter Tea. And after that, we heard classic Canadian duo Duotang, Winnipeg's Finest. They didn't break up, but they sort of reformed as Novelero a few years ago and kind of filled out their ranks a little. But Duotang for a long time was a two-piece, and they had the amazing ability to produce a tremendous amount of sound and melody from just two players. Another band for which this is very true are the Inbreds. They were from Halifax years and years ago. Mike O'Neill and Dave Ulrich. I don't know what Mike O'Neill's up to now. He was recording some solo stuff for a while, but nothing that really has really grabbed me as much as the Inbreds stuff did. We're going to hear a track off of their album Combinator. And after that, we're going to hear some Diskettes from their album Weeknights at Island View Park. If, on the off chance, you happen to be in Tijuana tomorrow night, the Diskettes are playing their first out of North America. Oh, no, they played Europe a couple years ago. But they're playing Tijuana tomorrow night. It should be pretty exciting. Emily, who now lives here, is visiting David, who now lives in San Diego. They originally were from Victoria, then Montreal. But now they're, you know, scattered across the globe. But they're meeting up for a reunion show in Tijuana. Hopefully there'll be a live album. That's all I hope for. I won't be making it down to TJ anytime soon. And then after that, we're going to hear some Vertical Struts, Edmonton two-piece. But first of all, the Inbreds. Thinking about
Once just wasting time, not long ago, twice you made me laugh and smile so three more times. I asked you to be mine, so for a little while I held your hand, five fingers wrapped so tightly and I felt sick. It's the hardest test I ever wrote. It may seem naive, but at least it's sincere. That I don't really care about anything else except holding you close and holding you near. And it may seem stupid, but at least it's the truth. That there ain't no point in being obscure and there ain't no point in being obtuse.
That was the Vertical Struts out of Edmonton. No longer with us, unfortunately. I think they called it quits a couple years ago. But, you know, they were still great. Raymond Biesinger, great artist, musical and otherwise. And before that, we heard the Diskettes. So just a couple of minutes left here. Going to play one more song. Coming up, we have Marielle and then Rico Jules, or then Robin M. and Robin K. What? I always mess that up now. I psyched myself out. Robin M., that's what I said. And then Rico Jules and Brendan. Stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM. It's going to be a blast. I'll be with you next week. Listen to the podcast if you get a chance. If not, you'll have to wait a week to hear this lovely voice again. Okay. Here's COCO. from Olympia, Washington, from their self-titled album. And this song is called You Knew It. Bye.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is COCO. We want y'all to hang with us. We want to see which one of y'all got some dances in you. So let's see. Come on. Twisting on his bay. Who here knows a swim or the Holy Ghost or the Hullabaloo? Do you? Well, maybe you don't, but maybe you know the Monkey or the Twist. Personally, I like West Coast pop locking because that's where the boogie's at. You know what I'm saying? Do y'all like to get down? Yeah. Yeah, you hear that beat? You hear what she's saying? Well, back in Jamaica, they did this dance called the S90. It's kind of like riding a motorcycle, but you know, it's on the dance floor. There's another dance they did called the Flyers, where they move their arms up and down with the beat. It's a little like the push and pull, or maybe like the jerk. I don't know. I see y'all over there. All right, man, who here can do a finger pop on the funky chicken? All right, I got this little dog over here. We like to do the dirt in the cabbage patch. Maybe do a little Lindy on the side. But most of y'all, I know who you guys like to do the bump and grind. Because, you know, I like it a little heavy on the beat so you can use a mud bone. But, you know, when I'm doing the electric slide, I just like to hang out and just groove.